is narrated. The Ummul Mu'mineen, Sayyiduna Aisha Sadiqa radiyallahu ta'ala narrates, that once the merciful Prophet sallallahu ta'ala wasallam was lying on his bedding with my shawl around him. During this time, Amir al-Mu'mineen Sayyidina Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiyallahu ta'ala sought permission from Allah's Messenger to enter. And the Prophet of Allah sallallahu ta'ala wasallam gave him permission and he fulfilled his need. And then Sayyidina Hazrat Umar Farooq radiyallahu ta'ala, he also sought permission and he granted him his permission and he fulfilled his need and he left. Whilst the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala wasallam remained in this state in the same shawl. Then Sayyidina Hazrat Usman Ghani radiyallahu ta'ala sought permission from him and he sat up and he said to Sayyida Aisha Siddiqa radiyallahu ta'ala, take your shawl and cover yourself with it. Then Sayyidina Usman Ghani radiyallahu ta'ala, he had his need fulfilled and he also left. Upon seeing all this, Sayyidina Aisha Siddiqa radiyallahu ta'ala, she said to the Prophet of Allah sallallahu ta'ala wasallam, that when Sayyidina Hazrat Abu Bakr came, you remained in a similar state. When Sayyidina Hazrat Umar Farooq radiyallahu ta'ala came, you remained in a similar state. But when Sayyidina Hazrat Umar Farooq, Usman Ghani, sorry, when Sayyidina Usman Ghani radiyallahu ta'ala came, you made special arrangements. Why is this? And the Prophet of Allah sallallahu ta'ala replied, Usman is a very modest person, and I feared that if I permitted him to enter in that state, then his need would not have been fulfilled. He would have returned without saying anything. Allahu Akbar. Viewers of the channel, from this, you can gauge the level of modesty possessed by Sayyidina Usman Ghani radiallahu ta'ala. And who is this great person? He's a product of the blessed training, the blessed company of the Prophet of Allah sallallahu ta'ala wasallam. And it was to such an extent that the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala wasallam himself, an embodiment of modesty himself, would honor his modesty. And even the infallible angels of Allah azza wa jal would feel shy in front of him. Allahu Akbar.